Well, September's coming to an end. It's a month of new beginnings, back to school, first Christmas catalogue coming through the door, followed by the second, the third, and so on. Going into the shops, there's sprinkling of Halloween, even greater sprinkling of Christmas stuff. Going to the works, went into the Sainsbury's at work, first thing you come across is a pile of mince pies. So, and I think that's quite useful for us actually, because Advent, which is still 2 or 3 months off, is about the coming of Christ. But the coming of Christ isn't just for December, isn't just for Christmas. It's about responding to the coming of Christ whenever he is going to come again. And the Gospels are littered with tales of the bridegroom suddenly appearing, the master returning at an unexpected hour. And so Advent is something not to be tucked away in a little box and brought out at the beginning of December or November the 30th or whenever it is it starts. Advent season is a reminder to us all that all our lives are Advent. And that's one of the explanations of this strange gospel reading this morning. When I had a team of clergy and readers, and this reading came up, as it does, once every 3 years, mercifully, you were saying, right, who hasn't preached on this yet? We'll give it to them. It's a bit of a tricky reading. And you can get very stuck in the economics of first century Palestine. You can get very stuck on what your independent financial advisor might tell you in first century Palestine, what you can get away with. And we see that in the gospel reading, the manager being astute, taking sound advice, tells the customers, the people in debt, what they can do, how they can fiddle the figures. Why? Because he's fiddled the figures to start with. That's how this happens. But the really important thing for us all is he acted now. He acted immediately. He, in common with the wise virgins, with the servant who's been waiting for his master to return and gets things ready, he is alive and he is alert to act now, not put it off. And the Gospels are shot through with this for the reader, for the listener, and for us. Are we ready to meet the Lord? Are we ready when we are called, like the manager, to give an account, to put our books before the Lord when he comes? Or is it something that we can put off for another day or another season, or we wait till we're less busy? The manager is literally, in this parable, being called to account now, and he reacts. The call to us in this strange parable, which I say is more to a conversation with your financial advisor, is to make sure that our lives are lived ready to meet the Lord. Our lives are lived taking the gospel precepts that Jesus teaches and living them today, not tomorrow or the day after. And this came up quite a bit on the Sunday program this morning. What is Jesus wanting us to do? How do we demonstrate Christianity? Well, it's Jesus' teaching. You must love one another. You must support and encourage those in need, whatever that need is. And so this gospel reading is timely, because it reminds us that living that gospel message, living the way of Christ, is something that we must all do now. It is the gospel precept. It is the gospel life that Jesus is exhorting his followers to do this day and the next day, not next week, or when things are quieter, or when life is easier. Live it and do it now. The manager in that passage from Luke does it. And that's why he's commended. But for us, it is making sure we're not just having to respond to the way of Christ, his call, in an emergency, but it is our daily life. The teachings of Christ we live out now. We reflect on the gospel message of love, of generosity, of compassion for all in the here and now. So, when we are called to account, when we have to take our books before the Lord, we can say, Lord, I have done my best to live your gospel precepts, to live the new way, to live the new life. And he can be pleased and can commend us for doing what he's asked us to do. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.